Okay, yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as promised, it is time to pack our bags. We're going to head to Norman, Oklahoma to huddle up with our good friends from OU Insider and KREF 1400 AM. As Sooner fans, myself included, we are still reeling from that 34-point home loss to Baylor. So our go-to guy, hopefully, is going to provide some answers, is James Hale. And James Hale is joining us on our Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. And I hope you're going to warm me up because it's awfully cold down here in Houston, James.
Yeah, it's cold in Oklahoma, too, you know, so the weather's changing. And I'm okay with it. You know, it's fall, so I'm glad we still change seasons because it's awful hot around here when it's hot. So I'm okay with it. And maybe Coach Stoops and his staff, maybe they're on the hot seat a little bit. It's the worst loss for Oklahoma at home since Bob Stoops has this great run at Oklahoma. But it's been 16 years, and Oklahoma losing at home to Baylor, losing for the second straight year to Baylor, does not sit well with fans across the nation. The media is kind of squawking, too. So that was a demoralizing loss. I mean, Oklahoma had a great first quarter. Then after that, after the interception thrown by Trevor Knight, that was returned to the one. And then the roughing the punt penalty just seemed to take all the steam. And then in the second half, when Oklahoma played a zone defense and trying to blitz in the middle but playing zone on the outside, and Petty just picked them apart two straight drives. At one point, he went 18 for 18. That's demoralizing, too, because, first of all, Oklahoma didn't run the right defense. Second of all, they didn't change when they saw what Baylor was doing. And third, when you realize maybe they didn't have the personnel to change, well, that's alarming in Sooner Nation. So a lot of questions about the Sooner program right now. That loss does not sit well. It knocks them out of everything except some kind of bowl. And Oklahoma goes to Texas Tech, and we'll see how they do. And, you know, that game's not always an easy one, even though Tech doesn't seem to be very good this year.
You know, James, I was reading the Oklahoma sports page, and columnist Barry Trammell, he posted an article on there on why the Sooners are college football's most disappointing team. Would you agree?
They're one of them. You know, when Oklahoma was picked in the top four in the preseason polls, and then about what? After the Tennessee game, was it that the national pundit said that Oklahoma is one of the two most complete teams in college football, and everybody was predicting they would wind up in the college football playoff. And now they've lost three games. They've lost two games by five, and then they get blown out by Baylor at home. And in the second half, it didn't look like they had the will to win. So it's demoralizing, and I don't disagree. I think they have been the biggest disappointment, or certainly one of them in college football. I can't think of another team that had such lofty preseason thoughts that have fallen out of the top 25 or fallen so far. So, you know, you look at some of the other teams, they didn't have that kind of ranking. I mean, Florida State was in it. Florida State's still undefeated. You know, Alabama has lost, but they're still in the top five. Auburn has a couple of losses, but they're still in the top 10. You know, the big surprises are the teams from Mississippi, you know, but Oklahoma was supposed to be right there. Instead, you've got TCU and Baylor that are the main cogs in the Big 12 this year, and nobody saw that coming. I mean, TCU had lost so many players in the preseason, and yet Gary Patterson's done such a great job. And, of course, the move of Boykin to quarterback has just been amazing. And then, of course, Baylor, Art Briles is doing it again, and now that Petty's healthy, showing why he's one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
Glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going one-on-one with James Hale from KREF 1400 AM in Norman, Oklahoma, also the senior writer with OU Insider. And so, James, you know, coming into the 2014 season, I have certainly very high expectations for the Sooners. I had them down as a Final Four team. But do you even think, or will they finish in the top four within the Big 12 conference?
Well, it's questionable because right now they're tied for six, so I don't know. I think more importantly, though, E, they've got to find answers to what they're trying to do and make a commitment and recruit to what they're trying to do. I think too much offensively, they're scheming and game planning for the opponent, and they love the fact they have diversity in their offense and they can do several things, but Oklahoma's kind of okay at a lot of different things but not really great at anything. So do they want to be a zone read team? Okay. Then run your quarterback and understand if he gets hurt, the next guy's got to go in. If you want to be a diamond team, okay, you can run zone read out of that too, and you can take advantage of all those running backs. if you want to be a pro set team, then go recruit Sam Bradford, Landry Jones, Jason White, somebody like that, and make sure you can really throw the ball 40 times a game if that's what you want to be. I think Oklahoma needs to decide if they're a running football team with the ability to throw if they have to. Is that the way they want to go? Right now they seem to be a throwing team with the ability to run it when they want to, and I think it's got to be the other way around. Defensively, I know Mike wants to put pressure. That's why he went to the 3-4. You got to go get corners. You have confidence in that they can go and cover and press coverage. And that means you got to have 4 or 5, because when the other team goes to DBs, either your safeties have to be able to cover, or you have to have the ability to come in with other corners. So I think Oklahoma will spend the next 3 games and the bowl games searching for an identity to what they want to be going forward in this new age of college football. Oklahoma's a little behind on the X's and O's dynamics of it right now. They need to catch up, and they need to get personnel into their program and what they want to do. So whether they finish in the top 4, I don't know. But if they come out of that bowl game knowing what they need to recruit to in the future and exactly what they're going to do, then I think Bob Stoops can get them going again.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I know that you're at all the press conference. How has he responded to the criticism of the Sooners? And is he retreating a bit and being agreeable that, you know, hey, these are the things that do have to take place and change?
No, he's being Bob Stoops. Bob Stoops is a very confident, defiant man. Now, he takes blame for what happened, and he does say that they've got some things they have to change and work on, but he does point out it was just one game. And he points out that they've won a lot of football, even in the last few years, and he points out just last year they were 6th in the country, coming off a big Sugar Bowl win. You know, so he points out that things sometimes happen, and other teams are good too, but that's what Oklahoma fans don't stomach very well. They don't stomach the fact, what, Coach, you're telling us that TCU and Baylor, they're better than mighty Oklahoma and the program that Oklahoma is? Coach, are you saying that everybody else has caught up with you? And if that's the case, why is that, Coach? Why haven't you been able to keep Oklahoma among the elite and lead in college football? Well, we know there's more parity in college football, and because you can only sign 25, a lot of good players fall to other teams. We got it, and I totally understand that. So then it gets down to coaching sometimes. And, all right, Coach, are you telling us you and your staff can't coach us up to an elite level? And that's what the Sooner fans are asking, see. So he hasn't been – he hasn't retreated at all. He's pretty defiant. He hasn't changed because he's a routine guy, and they're still in their routine, and he realizes they just suffered a terrible loss. But he's staying with that mantra. He doesn't get too high or too low after wins or losses. And he's staying with that. And I think he still believes that they can be a great program under his direction and his staff.
Okay, talk to us about and give us an update on Trevor Knight.
He's not playing Saturday. You know, he suffered temporary paralysis, you know, that 10 or 11 minutes. But he was okay, and he's walking around in the – there's a medical term for that. Can't say it. Don't have it in front of me. But – he was walking around in the locker room, but he's awful, so he hasn't practiced at all this week. So Cody Thomas will get the starting call. Now, Sterling Shepard is also questionable. He's done a little more this week, but he couldn't go Saturday when he tried to make it go, and he's questionable for Saturday. OU may go into this game without their starting quarterback and their best receiver against Tech. Again, I know the odds maker still has Oklahoma a solid favorite.
Hey, James Hale is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, you can listen to him online at KREF, 1400 AM. Hey, what time is your show on, James, each and every week so they can check you out?
11 to 2, sportstalk1400.com. Your listeners could listen to it down in the great state of Texas.
Absolutely. Well, what a week in college football. So the playoff committee shakes things up in the top 4. So did they get it right this time?
Well, that's a great question, because Florida State hasn't lost yet, so why are they dropping? I mean, you know, yeah, I think sometimes you can evaluate schedules and how teams are playing. You can say, well, it's a different year. Well, they still haven't lost yet. They're still the defending champs. So I wouldn't drop them at all in the poll. I like TCU being in it, though. I think TCU's played as well as anybody in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Mississippi State's been the biggest story in the country, and I like what Oregon's doing out there. I also like Alabama, and to be honest, I think Alabama may be the best team in the country. So somehow I think they're going to wind up in there. But teams are going to eliminate themselves, right? I mean, Mississippi State and Alabama play this weekend, right? and you still have some big games that are coming up. So I don't mind it so much. I was a little surprised, though, that Florida State dropped to third.
It is going to be a very big weekend in college football. We've been visiting with James Hale, truly one of the best in our business. You stay warm up there in Oklahoma, and I look forward to catching with you again real soon. Thank you so much, James. We appreciate it.
He would definitely will. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter at E Radio Sports. We will be right back.